The British government has declared the latest outbreak of foot and mouth disease officially over, 11 months after the country's livestock industry was nearly destroyed. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The crisis was brought to an end at midnight last night as Northumberland, the county suspected of being the source of the epidemic, received a clean bill of health. Scenes of burning carcasses provided a daily reminder of the highly contagious nature of the disease that threatened to swamp Europe and damage Prime Minister Tony Blair's standing. Neither happened. Europe was spared, and Tony Blair handily won re-election last spring. But before the outbreak was over, nearly 4 million sheep, cattle, pigs, goats, and deer were slaughtered in an operation that cost over $1 billion. Ben Gill is the president of the National Farmers Union.
It's great news, and it's something that even in my wildest hopes we couldn't have hoped for way back in August. And it just sort of shows that all those doomsters who were predicting continuing disasters throughout August and September have been proved wildly wrong.
The culling policy put in place cast a shadow across rural Britain, with healthy farms contiguous to infected farms having to kill their livestock as well. The mass slaughter drew severe criticism. Many questioned why a vaccination policy had not been employed instead. The crisis was replete with incompetent culling and cleanup. Dorothy Siddle and her family had to endure the stench of rotting animals that had been shot but left unburied for days just yards from their door. Looking back now, she believes the government badly mishandled the outbreak.
The left hand did not know what the right hand was doing. They had no plan in case anything like this happened. If we have anything like this again, it's just going to kill the whole country.
The foot-and-mouth outbreak is said to have cost the British economy up to $30 billion. Meat exports were banned, and many farmers put out of business. The closing of footpaths, national parks, and moors as a precaution against the spread hammered the country's tourism industry. One of the most popular destinations for Americans, Britain had become a place to avoid. That is slowly beginning to turn around. While Britain has declared the disease officially eradicated, it will likely be weeks before the UK is recognized by the world to be clear of foot and mouth. A public inquiry into the outbreak is reported to be frustrated by the refusal of civil servants and the army deployed in the cull to participate. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.